early summer period usually sees gates flung open at cereal variety trial sites across the country, but this season is like no other, for many reasons. In particular, coronavirus has locked down opportunities to see the full genetic potential for planting this autumn. In response, the world has turned to digital solutions for pretty much everything, including the Summer Cereal Showcase. In this AHDB Cereals and Oilseeds podcast, we've invited cereal breeders to highlight what they feel people should look out for when it comes to planting winter wheat this autumn. We also provide information on our Ultimate Guide webinars, which will see our in-house variety experts provide a truly independent perspective on the potential of both cereals and oilseeds varieties. To cap everything off, we provide details of a new digital tool that promises to revolutionise the way you can access the latest variety data.
So hi there, it's John and Kirsty here from KWS. And whilst at KWS we live and breathe varieties, for many growers, the start of the virtual open day season is upon us this year. And it's really the time that many growers will start thinking about which varieties to choose this autumn. So John, top of mind, what do you think growers should be thinking about when they're looking at the varieties available to them?
Well, unfortunately for many people this year, it's about what varieties they've still got in the shed. And obviously we need to get them germ tested and vigour tested to know what state the seed is in. But also the characteristics of those varieties is going to be quite important, because they may have been destined for a later drilled slot. And obviously we're going to probably want to put them in a bit earlier in really, really good condition. So I think it's thinking about those growth characteristics and also where you're planning to put them in, what sort of soil type, what sort of drilling date, and then really just trying to do the best job possible on this to get this older seed established.
Absolutely. So for those that are lucky enough to have a slot available to put in a new variety or look at something different, how do you think they should look at the new varieties that have come onto the list recently?
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, good material come on the list recently and become available recently. I think it's worth thinking about the traits. I mean, it's very much in our sowing for peak performance ethos that we're talking about at the moment, in terms of, you know, valuing the characteristics that these varieties have and then trying to really utilize them in the best spots on farm for maximum profitability. So, you know, you look at the stuff that's come on, you know, is available. You know, we've got very, very good disease resistance, particularly with Septoria, and that's going to be incredibly useful going forward. We've got varieties showing super earliness, you know, the likes of Parkin and Extase, and we miss those, I think, on farm now. So the ability to get, you know, a good chunk of wheat in the barn super early is going to be quite strong. And stem stiffness, I think, is something we've got coming back, which I think has been lacking. So, you know, there's a nice lot of stuff to choose from. And I think it's about looking at the traits, the characteristics, and how to deploy them best on farm.
Hi, I'm Tom Dummett from RAGT Seeds. With the difficulties of last season all too apparent, selecting a variety is one of the first decisions of the year that farmers have to make. My first top tip would be to look at varieties that suit your drilling date, or pick varieties that have flexible drilling dates. With the reduction in oilseed rape over the last few years because of poor establishment, flea beetle and other factors, we don't have a single break crop, multiple break crops that have a big enough area to take up that significant slack. So that means we're likely to see more second wheats, more third wheats. So picking a variety that does exceptionally well in that second wheat slot will be a really useful tool. My final thought really for the day is, with the loss of chemistry to control BYDV, with legislation change meaning the demise of chemicals such as Deter, BYDV has to be a priority for growers now, and they'll look at controlling that using either delayed drilling, cultural control methods, more insecticide sprays in the autumn and the spring, but also now able to use variety resistance. So we have a new variety for this coming autumn in RGT Wolverine, the first time in Europe that we've managed to get BYDV resistance into a winter wheat. what's so exciting about this variety that we've been able to get this resistance in without the compromise of yield, without the compromise of poorer grain quality or disease resistance. So if you look at it on the candidate table this year, you can see that Wolverine has an all-round good disease package, very good grain quality, and very, very high yield levels. So they're my top picks or top tips for this season and future seasons to come.
Hi, I'm Tom Ubrey, Seed Sales Manager at Sonova. At Sonova, we trial and represent varieties from a number of different breeders and have several wheat varieties currently available. My top tip for selecting a wheat variety for this coming autumn is to carefully consider the grain quality of the varieties on offer. There are two parts to this, really. Firstly, are you targeting a specific market or end use? The various wheat markets may prefer different varieties, so it's always worth checking out what is required for your target market. There are the obvious differences like milling wheats, biscuit wheats, and feed wheats, and the AHDB recommended list will give you some guidance about the varieties in each of these categories. There are also the more region-specific markets. For example, wheat grown for distilling in the north of England and Scotland, where some soft wheats are preferred by distillers over others. Again, the recommended list will give some guidance on this. Our new candidate variety, Swallow, looks particularly good as a distilling type, with excellent alcohol yields, and it's given its best yield performance in the northern region trials, so may suit that market particularly well. Some varieties may also have really local markets. For example, it is possible for good quality feed wheats to receive premiums for specific grists, so definitely worth checking out the grain quality and market opportunities for this reason. Secondly, there are the benefits that growing good quality wheat varieties bring generally, and it is definitely worth considering grain quality for all types of wheat variety, from milling to feed wheats. Costello is a feed variety that offers excellent grain quality year in, year out. It's a hard feed wheat, primarily grown for the animal feed market, but its specific weight is the highest on the recommended list. The only variety above 80 kilos a hectolitre, and it also has one of the highest Hagberg falling numbers. So why does this matter for feed wheat? What it offers is some security and should give the grower confidence that even in a bad grain quality year, the variety will produce a nice sample with very marketable grain. Costello has been in trial through years like this, and its average specific weight for that year has never dropped close to the level where marketing the grain would be a problem. So there is my top tip for selecting a wheat variety for the coming autumn. Pay close attention to the grain quality of the varieties you're selecting from. Growing good quality varieties can ensure that what you produce meets your expectations as the grower, but also the market's expectations and requirements. This is not only true for wheat, but for all cereals, from malting barley to milling oats.
So Elsom Seeds is an independent plant breeding and seed treatment company based in South Lincolnshire, and the focus of our breeding programmes is on the UK. One of our top tips would be to not underestimate the value of a high untreated yield. In recent years, we've seen difficulty travelling in both the autumn and the spring, and we haven't had that flexibility on our spray programmes. Starting off on the front foot with a very high untreated yield and good disease package, for example, like a Stound winter wheat, sets you off on the right track towards harvest. Another top tip from us would be to know the market you're growing for. So are you looking for a variety that has UKS, so export potential, distilling potential, and suitable for the domestic soft milling market? If so, then Illicit or Merit would be excellent choices for winter wheat varieties. Or if you were just focusing on high northern yield and the distilling market, again, with export potential, Elation would be your best choice. I think another thing to take into consideration and something that we always look for is consistency in a variety. For example, in our variety SU Laubella, which is a winter barley, it's consistent across the UK with a very good disease package and 105% of controls. So it's something that is quite dependable on each year. So those would be our three top tips. It would be looking for something with a high untreated yield, know the market you're growing for, and to find something consistent year on year and in all areas.
To learn what farmers like you are doing in your area, check out the Farm Excellence Network on ahdb.org.uk.
Hello, everybody. Matthew Ball here, seed technical manager for winter wheat with Syngenta. And here are some of my top tips for selecting the right winter wheat variety this season. Syngenta have four hard group four varieties on the recommended list, each with a unique agronomic profile and growth habit to address the different needs of UK feed wheat growers. First and foremost, those looking for out and out yield combined with excellent grain quality should be well excited by our newly recommended list variety SY Insighter, which is top of the recommended list for yield in both the north and the western regions and is also the highest yielding hard group 4 over in the east. Regional performance is of course a key parameter to consider, but with SY Insighter being top of the hard group 4 sector in all regions, you can see that it's geographically flexible. Your target drill date is another critical factor to consider when selecting a variety. In some scenarios, we know that early September drilling remains practical and effective, particularly where grass weed pressures are minimal. For early drilling, you need to be selecting a variety which has a robust disease profile, particularly for the key diseases yellow rust and septoria. You also need a variety with stiff straw and slow development over winter to avoid excessive biomass come spring. Gleam and Graham are both excellent options here, as they can both be drilled from the start of September. Gleam has an extremely wide drilling window, so if we are unlucky enough to endure another autumn like we did in 2019, Gleam offers that flexibility with planting date and is an option which will perform whether drilled early or late. Varieties with significant early spring vigour may also be appealing if you're planning to drill slightly later because of preference, BYDV avoidance, grass weed pressures, or just workload in general. SY Insighter and Shabras fit the later drill slot extremely well. The additional vigour they have in spring makes them well suited to delayed drilling, but also makes them more effective at competing with grass weed should that be of concern for you. As we've seen in the market, disease profiles of varieties are becoming a greater priority for many. And I pose to you the question, why would you grow a variety that has a less than a 6 for Septoria triticae when there are a number of varieties which offer a combination of high yield potential and Septoria resistance? With effective chemistry being lost through regulation and resistance, more and more focus moves on to the varietal resistance. All of the Syngenta options combine both high yield potential with Septoria resistance, which reduces risk, and these varieties can be more forgiving in seasons where fungicide application timings might be compromised. Finally, the specifics of things such as rotational position and soil type should also be taken into account. Some varieties, such as Graham, will excel specifically in the first wheat position, whereas varieties such as Insighter and Gleam remain two of the best options as both a first and second wheat. Syngenta clearly have a diverse portfolio in the hard group 4 sector, and we hope that this podcast has helped growers identify how best to select the right variety for their farm. In the meantime, I hope that you have a good harvest and fingers crossed for more favourable weather conditions next season. For any more information on our varieties, please visit www.syngenta.co.uk. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Ron Granger. I'm the Arable Technical Manager for Limagrain UK. These are my top tips for selecting a wheat variety this season. If you haven't grown LG Skyscraper before, you should consider the variety seriously this year. It is the highest yielding variety available to growers and has proven consistency over different challenging seasons and regions, hence why it's the highest yielding variety on the HDB recommended list. LG Skyscraper has shown high yield consistency in all situations, first wheat, second wheat, and on heavy and light soil types, showing robustness as a variety for on-farm performance. The yield potential in combination with desirable characteristics of early maturity, mid-resistance and good grain quality plus a high specific weight of 76.9 means the variety offers all-round on-farm security. It's a taller variety with a faster speed of development in the spring and has the attributes for growers looking to suppress blackgrass populations. LG Skyscraper has quickly become one of the leading varieties in the UK and particularly in the north due to its added approval for grain distilling. The next variety to consider is LG Spotlight. Although another feed wheat and not as high yielding as LG Skyscraper, this variety offers additional agronomic benefits to growers. Although a taller variety, it is stiff strawed, so will be a benefit for early drilling, especially as the further north it is grown. The outstanding feature of LG Spotlight is the security of its grain quality. It has one of the highest and most stable hagbergs available on the recommended list, combined with a very high specific weight of 77.9 and the desirable attribute of excellent sprouting resistance. Traits not always associated with a soft feed wheat. LG Spotlight also has midge resistance and approval for grain distilling, and additional premiums may be paid by certain end users for other end markets. You can find technical information on these varieties at the HDB recommended list or on their LG Seeds UK website.
Hello, my name is Dr. Matt Curtin, and I am the wheat breeder for DSV UK, based in North Oxfordshire. I'm going to spend the next couple of minutes telling you about our exciting new recommended winter wheat variety, Theodore. Theodore is a Group 4 hard wheat and is a cross between Stig and Tuxedo. I have been developing Theodore in our wheat nursery for a number of years, assessing, among other traits, its disease resistance and yield. I wanted to develop a variety which was conscientious of the future, a variety which would require fewer fungicide inputs whilst maintaining yield. Growing a crop of Theodore is about reducing input costs and increasing profit. Due to its excellent disease resistance, the grower can rely more on robust genetics and less on chemistry. Theodore has a 9 for yellow rust and the best available resistance score for Septoria triticae, 8.2. In the absence of any fungicide treatment, Theodore has achieved an average untreated yield of over 10 tonnes per hectare. The excellent Septoria resistance and Theodore's resistance to sprouting make this variety particularly well suited to the West Country. Furthermore, this region has a high proportion of mixed farms, where other farming responsibilities and the weather can often make chemical applications difficult to time effectively. By growing Theodore, some of the pressure is taken away from the farmer, leaving the crop to fend for itself, which it does very well. Although Theodore's attributes make it ideal for the west of England, it has also performed well in other parts of the UK. I sincerely hope that you were able to get out and see a plot of Theodore this season, to see for yourself how clean it is, and I encourage you to have a go at growing this new variety for yourself.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, why not leave a review to help other people find the show? It will really help us appear in the podcast rankings and mean we can reach more people.
So, Michelle, what is Arable Connections?
Arable Connections is a series of events we host across the country where we work with different partner organisations to showcase our recommended list trials.
So, what's new about Arable Connections this year?
Obviously, with COVID this year, we've not been able to get out and get people onto our recommended list trial site. So this year, we're taking a different approach. We're taking Arable Connections virtual.
Why should growers tune in this year?
So how we're doing it, we're hosting two webinars on the 24th of June, where growers can join, hear from our recommended list team with their independent head hats on, looking at all the different varieties on the recommended list, and they can tune in and even have the opportunity to ask their own questions to the panel.
So these webinars, they cover wheat and barley and oilseed rape. Can growers of other crops join in as well?
We will be covering the whole of the recommended list. And again, just because the morning session is focused on the wheat and the afternoon is the barley and OSR, they're not restricted to those crops. If you just want to tune into one or the other, you're more than welcome to, and questions about all crops will be covered.
So Michelle, how can growers watch these webinars?
You can either tune in live on the date, so either the 9 o'clock slot on the 24th to look at our ultimate guide to the wheat recommended list, or 7 p.m. on the 24th for our barley and OSR recommended list webinar. But equally, if you can't make it at those times, the videos will be available afterwards to tune into.
That's great. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to this special variety edition of the AHDB podcast. As mentioned earlier, we've just added an exciting new tool to our growing list of digital solutions for the RL. Our RL app provides a new, powerful and pint-sized way to deliver the latest variety data to your fingertips, no matter where you happen to be this summer. Covering recommended, candidate and described varieties, the app replaces the pocketbooks and can be downloaded from both the App Store and Google Play. Finally, our regular harvest result email service returns next month to provide an indication of how varieties have performed in RL trials this year. For access to all RL resources, simply visit ahdb.org.uk/RL.